Hey guys, Pastor Jürgen here. I'm so glad you're tuning into one of our powerful messages that is guaranteed to absolutely elevate your life to another level. At Awaken, we only want to preach fresh, real, powerful to help you grow stronger in your walk with God, develop your faith so you can take more territory. I'm praying that God blesses you and enriches your soul as you listen to this amazing word from God. God bless you.
You know, I forgot how awesome Wednesday nights are almost, because we typically serve on Wednesday nights and then we soak on Sundays. But I just want to start out tonight with honor our pastors for your yes, because without your yes, who knows where this campus would be. For Pastor Jürgen and Leanne, for their boldness, for stepping out even during 2020, and for you guys as well, I just honor all of you. So thank you. As you guys heard, my name is Jared Franklin, and I actually also want to honor my wife, Portia. I love you. Thank you for being so amazing. So there's a part of this message that I'm going to refer into, and I kept trying to get out of it. Even talking with Christian today, and I'm like, I'm trying to get out of this. But every time I'd rewrite this message, God would force it, and I'm like, I guess we're going to go there. So it has to do with skydiving. So how many of you in here have been skydiving? A good amount of you. All right. Okay. So how many of you have been to Emerge? I'm going to go back and forth. Okay. So just track with me. Okay. How many of you are going to Emerge for your first time? Okay. Come on. Let's go. All right, now I want everybody here that this applies to be honest. I actually followed in this category 4 years ago. Who in here flat out just doesn't want to go, or they have something else scheduled for that weekend? No honest takers? We got an honest taker. All right, okay, all right. So the reason I ask that question is because if you look around and you see the hands that are raised, you're not alone in whatever category that you fell into right there. So at Emerge, a lot of times we go and we think that we're alone in these struggles that we're facing in our daily lives or our workplace or with our families. But the reality is when you have 2,500 guys in one place, there's no way, I'll tell you from experience, you're not the only one going through whatever issue that you're going through today. So my wife and I and my kids, as Pastor Michael introduced earlier, we came to Awaken after serving in a smaller church, and we were here for about 2 months. And we, you know, for me, as the man of the household, I kind of took a back seat, even though we sat kind of in the middle. We actually started at Balboa, and I needed to know where one Holy Spirit was in the church. A lot of time, bigger churches, Holy Spirit's sitting in the back room. And so after 2 months, I got invited to Emerge, and it was one of my friends, and he's like, hey man, let's, he kept persisting on me, persistent. I'm like, you know, I don't really want to go, you know. I wasn't totally against it, but I wasn't exactly for it too. So he's like, come on, we'll just take our RVs, we'll be the biggest dogs in the yard, and we'll have a good time. And I'm like, dude, I don't really care about being the biggest dog in the yard. Like, come on. But he kept pushing. You know, some of us in here have had a push or an encouragement, and maybe over and over, but there's a good reason for it. It's not for any reason, because that man on the other side of that encouragement or that push knows the breakthroughs that they got when they went to Emerge. And they know the breakthrough that's on the other side for you guys. So, like I said, I wasn't sold completely on Emerge. And I'm gonna transition over here to skydiving. When you're up in a plane, for you guys have been skydiving, when you're about to jump out of that plane, what's going through your mind? What's racing through your heart? I mean, your heart's probably beating, right? Okay? You got fear, you got anxieties. For us that love thrill and seek that out, like, we're actually excited. I just want to jump out the plane, that's okay. But that's not the case for everyone. But really, we don't know what it's going to be like until we take that jump. for me, I didn't know what it was going to be like when I jumped to emerge, said yes to emerge, until I got there. That first night, so the first night I was at Emerge that afternoon, and I'm hanging around with brothers, and I'm making bonds, I'm making friendships, you know, guys I didn't know. And I'm sitting there, and we go into the tent, and as we're in worship right now, and like Pastor Michael was talking about the presence of God, if you've ever felt the presence of God so heavy on you, I didn't even have to go inside the tent. It was just as I like got to the doorway of it, and the presence of God just thrashed me. And I'm like, all right, Lord, I know you're here. But that wasn't the end of it. Like, I get in there, and you're around 2,500 dudes worshiping God. God has called us men to lead, to dominate, and to run, right? So, in worship, and then afterwards, who's competitive in here? I'm super competitive. See this right here? We're going to take one home for the team this year, right? Come on, El Cajon. Okay? So I got winning blood in my blood because the first year I went to Emerge, we won first place overall. So we're taking it home for Pastor Michael, for this campus, for Christian, all right? Come on. let's go. So after that first session and conference, we go outside and we do tug of war. It's one of the field events, and you got 10 of your biggest dudes on the rope and big old rope, and you're pulling. There's testosterone, there's excitement, there's the camaraderie, and everybody's yelling, and just we're getting into it, but we're rubbing shoulder to shoulder. You know, Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so is a friend sharpens a friend. In that night of that competition, and then afterwards we go and sit around a fire. For those of you who haven't been, you got 50 teams roughly, with roughly 50 guys on a team. So you're able to make bonds that you would have never made before, okay? We have a campfire for our team, and you go there and we hang out. We rub shoulder to shoulder, we tell stories, we get vulnerable. I was listening to a 3x10 earlier, and I believe it was, I'm going to call him out, Will Turner, and he's talking about feelings. You know, we sit around and talk about our feelings. You know, he wasn't a feeling guy. But you know what? He learned that weekend, and he got vulnerable, and he opened up, okay? But look where he's at today. So, come on. Sorry, Will, I didn't ask for your permission. I didn't, you know, you've put a set on stage before, so I figured it was okay. So, we bond, men bond shoulder to shoulder. And when we're at Emerge, we're called. God called us out of the wild. And when we're up at Campo in that place, in that ranch, we're in the wild. Okay. So back to the skydiving. When you jump out of a plane for the first few seconds, you're in a free fall. So you're either freaking out inside, or you're excited, or you're screaming. Okay, but as soon as your stomach catches up to you, you can level out. You can look around you, and you can see what the beauty, you know. You can see from 10,000 feet up, you can see what's around you. You're like, oh my gosh, and there's so much peace in this. I overcame these fears, right? When we go to Emerge, and we take that jump out of the plane, and we can face these things when we're around the campfire, and these things get shed off and broken off, and they can't stand in fire. And when we throw them in the fire and they burn, they cannot stand anymore, okay? I got to keep rushing forward here. So, and then when the parachute pulls, what happens when the parachute pulls? You have that kind of, that safety net. You're like, oh, okay, all right. But now you can slow down, and you can see what's around you, okay? And you're able to actually focus on what's important, your marriage, your family, your kids, your relationships, your workplace. So freedom that I had when I went to that ranch for that first time, I didn't come back the same man. When I came home that Sunday and my wife's like, who are you and what'd you do with my husband? You know, I like this guy, so keep him around though. You know, but I was more attentive with my kids. I was more intentional with my marriage, with my workplace, with my employees, with my business. When we have the breakthrough up there, we actually gain authority. We actually overcome. And when you gain freedom, and when you gain freedom, you gain authority in those areas. And when you gain authority, you have the victory. And you are able to speak into others with the authority that God has given you through overcoming breakthrough. Okay? And after you've jumped, you free fell, and you had the parachute, what happens when you hit the ground? You have zero worries. There's no stress, there's no anxiety, there's no fear, nothing, nothing. This is how I know that you will feel when you leave Emerge, that ranch. This is how I felt. You cannot stay the same when you walk onto that ranch and when you walk off that ranch. It's impossible, okay? So I'm going to wrap it up here. We were going to Awaken for 2 months, and I was kind of like, are we in, are we out, are we going to stay here or not? We came here because of our kids. We had served and just drug our kids along, and we needed them to be connected. After Emerge, I went home and I said, honey, this is our home. This is where we're staying. Whatever they're doing up there on the ranch, which I just experienced the last 2.5 days, I want every piece of it. Because what they're doing up there is they're transforming lives. And if they're just doing it up here, imagine what they're doing in the rest of the ministries in this church. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. If any of you guys are on the fence, if there's any youth in here, I encourage you, just get on the other side. If you have something pre-scheduled, don't wait another year. I'm telling you, like, it will change your life. If you have something that's even small missing in your life, it will be fulfilled there. It's God in your life is what it needs, what it is. But you will be transformed. You will not come back the same. Thank you. Leon, my brother, come on up here.
He's okay, there you go. How's everybody doing? Okay, we're gonna do something different. I want you guys to stand up. Everybody stand up. Do you guys remember the Pledge of Allegiance? All right, so the flag is right there. We're gonna start. I'm gonna count 1, 2, 3. Okay, 1, 2, 3. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all. Woo, feels good. Yes, yes, love it. You guys can have a seat now. The allegiance. I love Pastor Jurgen and Leanne and Pastor Michael and Pastor Lisa, Pastor Jake and Pastor Joy. One thing that I love about this campus and our pastors is that you have an allegiance to God and to country. If it wasn't for God and to country, we wouldn't have so many campuses. If it wasn't for our pastor here, by the way, we wouldn't have this campus. And you guys wouldn't even have bunk cake either. You guys already know that. But I think for the allegiance that we have this campus. I have a video I'm going to show you guys. It's a clip out of Braveheart. So if you can go ahead and play it.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. He kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? die. Run, and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
I love it. Thank you. If you haven't seen that movie, you should. One thing out of that, what he says, what would you do without freedom? Would you fight? The other gentleman says, no, we'll run and we'll live. Man, I'm going to speak to you like a man today. How many of men, you keep running every year and you wait, I'll go to Emerge next year. While you're facing pornography, while you're facing lust, while you're facing so many things, anxiety, addictions, not alcoholism, and you come and tell us, like, you know what, for some reason, I'm struggling to keep my marriage. For some reason, I want to be a good father. For some reason, my finances are not working, and you're still struggling, but you wait, and you keep waiting, and you're running, you're not living in freedom. How many of you, I know I'm speaking to you today. And if you're offended, it's okay, because it's the Holy Spirit telling you that you need to go to Emerge so you can have breakthrough. When you go to Emerge, you come back very different. Yes, we're lost, but when you come back as a man, because we emerge as men. When you get back, you come back with boldness, authority, purpose, direction, love, forgiveness. No longer are you a prisoner. You no longer are you drowning in your pain. Why? It's because you have God and a group of lions with you. Your captains, your friends, they're going to be there with you, or above you, and no matter what happens, they'll be with you, because you'll still be struggles. But now you're going to have God and a bunch of lions in the church and our pastors backing you up. I thank Pastor Jurgen for his allegiance to God. He saw this. He had a vision. And in this vision, what was his vision? We need bring back manhood, masculinity, for man to beat the head, not the tail, for man to start leading their homes. So that's why I want to honor Pastor Jurgen, because he foresaw the future. He saw, you know what? Why is society taking manhood away? What is going on with gender and abortion and COVID and what's going on in schools? Well, guess what? It starts with us as men. And what else? The Word of God. The Word of God. That's where it starts. For our struggles is not against the flesh and the blood, but against the authorities, against the powers and dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realm. It's a spiritual battle, guys. There's a lot of you guys can say to me, like, no, for some reason, I can try everything, but it is a spiritual battle, and you need God, you need strong men, you need people around you. You will not fight alone. By the way, just disclosure, you will die at Emerge. You will. Your old ways, your old flesh, your anxiety, all that will be shed off. For Luke 9:24, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me, I will save it. You will save if you partner up with God. You will be a different person. I want to champion the wives. What about this campus? Every year you want your men to go. And I love that, because they come back different. And what I love about it is that the wives reap the benefit of it. Because we do come back different. So you, right now, if you're the only person here and your husband's not here, get him a ticket. Because you will reap the benefit. You will reap the benefit, because when they come back different. And if they don't want to come, get him a ticket, send us your address, we'll kidnap him. Let's go. It's true. I got permission. And the single ladies out there, you want an emerge, man. Well, sponsor someone. Or if you have a boyfriend, or if you're dating someone, by the way, if I know you're likely dating, if he's not in here, then he's outside. I'm not being disrespectful, but send the boy, and he's going to come back a man to you. One thing, Travis, I'm glad you're here. This man, last year, told me a story. I won't say much, but he told me a story. He was driving to Emerge, and he said he had a call. And on the last event, it was two teams, and he was competing, and it was a tug of war. And what I loved about this man, I didn't know him, but he won the battle, but he won a bigger battle. He won a bigger battle because now he is serving the house. Now his wife is here. Now he's a man of God. He prays with authority. So honor to you, Travis. And one of the last things that I want to mention in the video when he says, I want to pick a fight, you know, man. Before, I can tell you that I would wait. I would isolate myself. No longer. I want to pick a fight. I no longer want to have people come around me. The devil will not take my family. It will not take my business. It will not take anything from me anymore. I'm going to pick a fight, and I'm looking for men who want to make changes. If you want to come and stop making excuses. You will reap the benefit from it. My time is pretty much over. But I want to thank you. We're going to be out there. The crown's going to be out there. And hopefully I'll get to see you. I want to introduce David. David, I want to say something about your son, Liam. It's about a testament of how you raise a family. I was serving about 6 months ago, and I was just, it was a very tough day for me. And I was just, man, I don't know. I'm just very tired. And your son, Liam, came up to me, and he goes, hey, Leon, man, you're very buff, bro. And guess what? You're looking like Van Diesel. You know what?
I was like, yeah, I do. I do look like Van Diesel.
My mind shifted because that's what you have taught them, to speak life into people, and that changed my day. So, David.
Come on, Awaken. Let's give him praise. Come on. Thank you, Lord. It's a good day to be in God's house. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Michael and Lisa. We're so excited. I'm excited to be able to share this stage. I'm humbled to just be able to share a stage that so many men and women of God of great faith have spoken from this pulpit. I don't take this lightly. This is such an honor to preach God's word to his house and to see faith born in people's hearts where transformation takes place. The word of God has to be heard, and when it's heard, faith is born. That's where faith comes from, when you hear his word. And so tonight, I'm so excited to be able to just bring a message I feel the Holy Spirit's put on my heart around transformation, around Emerge. And my wife and I, we brought our family here to Awaken 2 years ago. And I remember the first time we came into this house and we sat in service and we went home that day, and I looked at my wife, and just like Leon said, my son was talking about Leon and Vin Diesel. He's buff. He's looking really good. I looked at my wife. I go, babe, I'm going to have to start working out more if we're going to go to this church. There's a lot of good looking guys here. I'm like, I gotta get rid of the gut a little bit. I got to work on it. And but I remember one of the things that stood out to me the most at this church is that there's so many men that will rally around one another and champion the things of God. And they will step into a place of faith. And there's just like this supercharged atmosphere where there's just confession and prophetic words. And I was blown away. I had not seen this in any other house. And I'm just telling you guys, you're in a special place. God has brought you in this house for a season, for a reason. And there's more that he wants you to step into. So I want to challenge you with that today. For me, the invitor, anytime you go to Emerge, there's always an invitee and an inviter. And the inviter for me was Jesse Houston. And I don't think Jesse, he's not here tonight, I don't think. But I remember Jesse would just text me when I first came. And I was like, what's this? What is Emerge? I've never even heard of this thing. I'm just trying to, you know, piece together exactly what this event is. And when I finally came, my son and I came. Last year was our first year to go to Emerge. And I remember the very first thing that we did with our team is we all gathered up and we grabbed a piece of wood that was our burden boards. And we had to write down on a piece of 2x4 what's something that we've been struggling with. What's something that we believe God is going to bring freedom in our lives from in this weekend. And so all the guys were getting out Sharpie pens and they're writing down lust and pornography and they're writing down fear, anxiety and depression and addiction. And there's all these words being written down on the board. And I remember just being in awe, watching and seeing all of these things and the vulnerability that these men were having. And for me, the breakthrough moment was on Friday night when we were standing around the campfire. And I remember we were just having moments of honesty. And I want to challenge, especially the men in the room, that a lot of times it's easy for us to kind of hide behind the facade. A lot of times we want to carry a mask and we don't want to fully reveal who we are. And I saw that night last year at Emerge, men just coming before the Lord with one another and just bearing their souls. And I remember, I mean, there's guys just breaking down and they're bawling and they're saying, I've carried this burden my entire life. I've carried this thing that nobody else really knew about. I've not really shared with anyone. And I want to be free of it today. And so we watched as men would take these burden boards and they would chuck them into the fire. And we'd watch the fire flare up. And it was like this testament to God bringing freedom, bringing freedom. And so the title of my short message today is The Power of Confession. The power of confession. In James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, therefore, confess your sins one to another. This is so counter to how the world treats how we're supposed to communicate as men. We always want to put on a facade of strength. We always want to look like we have it all together. But there's actually a promise attached with this word where the author is saying, brothers, when you get together, confess your sins to one another. And when you confess your sins, that vulnerability actually opens a door in the supernatural for healing to take place. I love this. It says, confess your sins to each other, one to another, and pray for each other that you may be healed. Everyone say healed. There's a wholeness that God wants you to step into. And according to this verse, sometimes that wholeness requires the participation of another brother. It requires the participation of someone else. I've done this in my personal life many times. I've even done it with people in the room, where I've had to come in and go, hey, there's some things in my life that aren't in alignment with who God's called me to be. And so I'm gonna make myself vulnerable and I'm gonna say, hey, this is something that I need to be free of today. And because you take that step of faith and because you make yourself vulnerable, you're confessing sin and you're not hiding, because the enemy likes to multiply lies and darkness. When there's secrecy, the enemy can just multiply and multiply his effect. But the moment it's broken is when you bring light into that situation. You bring light. And you confess. So James chapter 5, verse 16 talks about confessing your sin. It's a promise that God brings. And when you bring that confession, healing begins to take place. Sometimes healing needs to happen on the outside of our body. Sometimes we walk in with injuries. I love that we're in a house that does Book of Miracles every single time we meet. I love that. I love that we get to raise our hand and say, look, I've got something going on. I want to see a breakthrough. And we have seen so many miracles. We have babies in this house from barren couples. We have people that we've seen come through lives of addiction and cancer, and they've seen the breakthrough because we're a house that believes in the miraculous. We're a house that will continue to contend and believe for healing. So the power of confession means that you actually get to participate in the supernatural when you bring somebody alongside you and you share what's going on and you refuse to hide anymore. And it stops the enemy's work in its tracks. Romans chapter 10. See, we can take a power of confession when it comes to confessing our sin, and then also what the Lord begins to train us into is the Lord takes our confession of sin into a confession of promise. And we can begin to partner with his promises. Romans chapter 10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. Did you know that all the miracles in the Gospels, if you look through, every miracle Jesus performed, the disciples in the book of Acts, they were all associated with a confession of faith. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead and he spoke out and he said, Lazarus, come forth. Even the woman with the issue of blood, she reached out and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. But you can read earlier in that chapter that she confessed with her mouth, if only I can touch the edge of his garment. If only I can touch. She's confessing faith. Of all the animals and creatures that God created in Genesis chapter 1, we as humans were the only ones made in the image and likeness of the Father, that he gave the power of speech, because God's word was always meant to be on our lips, that we partner with his word and we speak out his words. And when we do that, we begin to see transformation. When we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. I love, do we have the next verse on there as well? That if we confess, for with the heart, I love this, with the heart one believes, but with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the mouth, confession is made. See, it's not enough that you just believe in Jesus. And I want to invite everyone tonight that maybe you haven't made a decision to follow Jesus. Maybe you've never given your life to him. And you've been drawn here, and if you're sitting in this house today, the Holy Spirit drew you here for a reason. And it's no accident that you're sitting in this room. And so the Lord's drawing you, and in your heart there's something stirring, and in your heart is where belief is, where faith is born. Faith starts in the heart, it's not in the head. God doesn't convince you analytically to follow him, because if you can be convinced to follow God in your head, you can be convinced to stop following him. Faith is born in the heart. And so something's stirring inside of you, the Holy Spirit's moving, and I want to challenge you that if God's doing that, we're going to have a moment in a minute where I want you to come forward, and we're going to pray for you. We're going to invite you into the kingdom of God. We're going to pray for you. But confession has to be made as well. Belief in our hearts has to be coupled by confession from our mouths. And I want to challenge you to always pay attention to the words, the confessions that are coming out of your mouth. Jesus said that out of the overflow of your heart, your mouth will speak. Watch your words. What words are you hearing yourself saying over and over? What mantras are you repeating to yourself over and over? Watch your confessions. It's with the heart that we believe, but it's with your mouth that we confess and we're saved. I love that word saved or unto salvation, because saved is not just forgiveness of sin. What a beautiful miracle our Father does when he does forgive us of our sin. But salvation is so much more encompassing than that. Salvation is deliverance from all demonic oppression, from all addiction. And sometimes the healing that we may need may not be on the outside of our body. Sometimes the healing that we need needs to be on the inside. A release from trauma, something that we've walked through, abuse that we've had to endure. And I believe that God is going to bring freedom tonight in all of those areas. He's going to do that. I was praying for this evening, for this message, for what the Lord wanted to do. I felt really strongly in my heart that God wanted to create a moment where we can respond to his word. And I believe that if we partner with that promise in James 5:16, that when we confess our sins one to another, you'll actually be healed. Some of the healing you might need that's not seen with the natural eye, but it's on the inside. God's going to bring instant and miraculous healing. He's going to bring it. So if we could, I'd love to invite the ministry team to come forward. And if you want to see a breakthrough in your life, if you want to partner with God and start seeing a confession where you can experience healing, you need something where the Lord, you want the Lord to begin to bring something free in your heart, I want you to stand. And if God's putting something on your heart to confess to a brother, this is an opportunity. And this is, there's no manipulation in this moment. What this is an opportunity to partner with God's word when he says, confess your sin one to another. And women with women, men with men. But if you come forward, I want you to come up to somebody and just very silently with them, just go, hey, I just want to confess. This is something that I've been dealing with. And when you do that, God's going to begin to start moving. You're going to sense the Lord's release because you're partnering with his word. And secondly, if there's anyone in the room that hasn't given their life to Jesus, and you wanna receive salvation, you wanna say, Jesus, I confess with my mouth that you are Lord. I'm surrendering my life and I'm giving my life fully and wholly to you. If that's you and you wanna do that, I want you to also come forward. So can we all stand for a moment? Thank you, Jesus. If either one of those two things apply to you, I'd like you to start making your way towards the front now. We're gonna just kind of fill up the front as we do some music and worship. If you want to confess and begin to experience healing and breakthrough internally, you want to see the Lord set you free from some things, I want to invite you to come forward. Men, this is what we're going to see times 100 emerge this next week. We're going to see God move in so many amazing ways. And if you're receiving salvation for the first time, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, please mention that. I want you to say it to the person that's in the ministry team. And we have a number of resources and prayer that we want to work through with you on that. Let's just take a minute, church, and just begin to stir up our prayer language. Can we just pray out loud and just begin to let God's presence fill this place? Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are, for what you do. We thank you for your word, Lord, that's bringing freedom and healing right now in this entire space. We thank you that for those that were bound are no longer bound. We thank you, Lord, for freedom that takes place. Effortless freedom, because supernaturally, Jesus, you break chains that have been in place for decades. I thank you for generational curses being reversed right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that every single person that comes forward that brings confession, Lord, healing begins to happen. I thank you, Lord, that when we come to you with our hearts, your word says when we're that you are faithful and just to forgive our sins when we confess them to you. We worship you, Jesus. We thank you that your desire is for us to walk in freedom. Your desire is for us to walk in wholeness. We love you, Lord. We honor you. We give you praise.
Wow, what an amazing word. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Hey, listen, for more information about our church, go to www.awakenchurch.com. Or subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already, and download our app. It is amazing. It is chock full of incredible messages, information about upcoming events, and you can even support our ministry if you feel so inclined. We loved having you with us today. We look forward to seeing you again. God bless you. Live a life that is transformative. Bye for now.